Prabhuji?
Yes, I'm here.
हरे कृष्णा प्रभुजी, दंडवत प्रणाम, शिला प्रपात की जय, गुरु महाराज की जय. थैंक यू सो मच प्रभुजी फॉर गिविंग अस टुडे क्लास एंड फॉर गिविंग योर एसोसिएशन. प्लीज टेक ओवर द कॉल प्रभुजी. हरे कृष्णा.
हरे कृष्णा. माय हंबल ओबेसेंसेस टू ऑल द वंडरफुल वैष्णवास हु आर ऑन दिस कॉल एंड मॉर्निंग जप सेशन. सो वी विल बी रीडिंग श्रीमद् भागवतम 10-4 चैप्टर 9 टेक्स्ट नंबर 9 10 एंड mostly likely text number 11. So three words there. Please, Panchakal Prabhesha, Prabhas Hindu Behevacha, Patita Nam, Pavane Beo, Vaishnavi Beo, Namo Namah. Namaho Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale, Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine, Namaste Saraswati Devi, Gauravani Pracharine, Nirvishesha Shunyavadi, Pashyatya Vistarine. श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद. हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. टेक्स्ट नंबर 9 of 10-4 चैप्टर 9 टेक्स्ट नंबर 9. नूनं विमुष्ट मतयस्तव माययाते ये त्वां भवा प्यय विमोक्षणम् अन्य हेतोः अर्चन्ति कल्पक तरुं कुण कुणपो कुणपोपभोग्याम् इच्छन्ति यत् स्पर्शजम् निरयेपि नृणाम्. ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पस बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस इसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद. श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय. तो पर्पस, Dhru Maharaj repented because he had come to the Lord to render devotional service. Or translation, persons who worship you simply for sense gratification of this bag of skin are certainly influenced by your illusory energy. So bag of skin means our body is covered with the bag and everything inside is all abominable. First is stool, urine, bones, mans, majja. So this is not really, but we just think that is very important. So this is because of the illusory energy that we think that I am this bag of leather bag consciousness, that I am this skin bag. But really, we are not this body, we are this spirit soul, part and parcel of Krishna. So rather than giving so much importance to this bag, we should give importance to our soul and its connection with Krishna. Because of the part, we are separated at this time. But by our consciousness, by our thinking of Him, by our chanting, by devotee association, whole atmosphere, that is a connection with Krishna, and that is the should be the goal of life. So in spite of having you, so Dhru Maharaj is praying that now you are in front of me, who are like a desire tree, means can fulfill any desire, and are the cause of liberation from birth and death. Foolish persons such as me desire benedictions from you for sense gratification, which is available even for those who live in hellish conditions. Sense gratification is available anywhere, even in hell, in any lower species of life, cats, dogs, us, they also have sense gratification, and even more so than us are the human beings. We just became just little sophisticated and things that I'm enjoying, but that enjoyment is available anywhere in any species of life. So why to waste time are the same thing when there is a valuable human life which could be used for developing our Krishna consciousness. That we have forgotten this sense of gratification is the cause, so many desires to enjoy is the cause for us to remain in the material world from time immemorial. And unless we cut that off by Krishna, sword of knowledge, and that knowledge is that I am part of Krishna and take this Krishna consciousness that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Prabhupada have so kindly given us in a very ripened way or in a very refined way that anybody can take to that if they take the process and understand its importance. So Dhru Maharaj is saying this, that I came to you for some material desires, but now I see you, so all those desires are completely gone. Means I was asking for broken pieces of glasses, but now you are like a diamond in front of me. Why I should be looking for those broken pieces of glass and say, denied that I don't want this. But Krishna, anyway, he gave him this kingdom for 36,000 years. So in purport, Srila Prabhupada is writing that Dhruva Maharaj repented because he had come to the Lord to render devotional service for material profit. He here condemns his attitude. Only due to grass lake of knowledge does one worship the Lord for material profit or for sense gratification. Material profit means enjoying the senses. More refined, more better, more elevated. Like Dhruva Maharaj wanted to enjoy kingdom as a king, for that kingdom which is surpassed even Lord Brahma. The Lord is like a desire tree. Anyone can have whatever he desires from the Lord. But people in general do not know what kind of benediction they should ask from him. Happiness derived from the touch of his skin, or sensuous happiness, is present in the life of horse and dogs. Such happiness is very insignificant. If a devotee worships the Lord for such insignificant happiness, he must be considered devoid of all knowledge. So, this yehi swasparshaja bhoga dukha yona evate adhi antamantu tukaunteya na teshvara mate buddha. That one who is intelligent, then they would not, they do not dwell on this sense of gratification because it has a beginning and it has a end. And ultimately, initially it may be very sweet, but it's a poisonous at the end. So a Buddha, a person who is in knowledge, a pandita, he does not enjoy or indulge in such sense of gratification. And Lord is like a desire tree. He could give anything, whatever you want. Akamahva, sarvakamahva, moksha kama udaravi, tivrena bhakti yogena yajit purusha param. That if you have so much material desire, or you have no material desire, but better that you go to Krishna, so he could, not that he will remove your material desire, but go to Krishna so that way he could purify, or by that he could fulfill your material desire, as well as spiritually he could uplift you. So even a Sakami person, I will give a little bit analysis on this part, that Sakami means people who have material desire, even if they go to Krishna, it still ultimately they will go to Krishna Charan. They will go to the lotus feet of the Lord. Anya kami yadi kare Krishna bhajan. This is from Chaitanya Charitamrita, that even they have other desire than Krishna, and they are still worshipping Krishna. Na mangi to Krishna tare deye swacharan. Even if he does not want, still he gives his lotus feet. Krishna yadi chute, means it is not easy, but even bhakti, initially he gives bhakti, bhakti mukti diya, kabhu prem bhakti na de rakhe lokaiya. He does not give prem bhakti easily. Ye yathamam prapadyante tasateva bhajamya. Means whatever you worship or certain material desire, he will give material desire. So he worships according to our desire, according to the way we want to worship. So Dhruva Maharaj, he went for something. So what is the difference between these two? So Krishna, if you worship Krishna, he knows that what is best for my devotee. So he gives himself even material things, even the things which he did not ask, Krishna gives it. Just like his own Pada Padma, like devotee who are looking, like Guru Maharaj was looking for something material, they don't want, but he gives his lotus feet even forcibly. So that way they could get purified of their all the material desires. They cover up the material desire, like he did it for Suya. So what is the difference? The difference between one who is pure from very beginning and one who has been by force, who has been made pure. There is a difference. Just like Balpurvak, it's by force that they have been clarified, just like Dhruva Maharaj and Hanumanji. Hanumanji was a pure devotee from very beginning. He did not have any material desire. So naturally his bhakti is much more higher than devotion of Dhruva Maharaj. Like you may say, Dhruva Maharaj, and most people they remember Prahlad Maharaj, because he was a devotee from the womb and he did not have any material desires whatsoever. So in that way, so in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is very nice verse Krishna kahe amai bhaje, that Krishna is saying that you want to, you are worshipping, he is worshipping Krishna, but mangi vishaya sukh, that you are asking this material enjoyment. Amrakshari visha mange, that I am there, or they could ask liberation, they could ask to come and engage in his loving devotional service, go to his spiritual kingdom. So they are asking for something material which is like a poison. But ei bada murkh, that he is a very, very foolish person. So ani vidya, but I know what is good for him. Ei murkhe vishay kene diva. How I could give poison to a devotee? Swa charanamrat diya, vishay bhulaya. He gives his lotus feet, charan amrata, he gives, and then that way the person forgets, because it is so much wonderful, so much amrat, so much nectarian, that he does not desire anything material. So that is the difference between going to the demigods and going to Krishna. That if for anything, akamava, sarakamava, if you have material desire, still you go to Krishna. Because when you could go to Krishna, he understands what is best for us, and he gives us that. Just like a father would not give his child something that will be hurting to him, although he wants so much. Like a shopkeeper, so just like a merchant, if he has, say, some rupees and he goes to give me this cigarette, so he will give it to him, even a bhang or anything. Because he, so same thing, the demigods are like a merchant. You pay him, means do some yajna, some worship, and then they will do, they will give him, which will be damaging to them. But Krishna is not like that. So we should, in every case, we should go to Krishna for whatever you desire. But ultimately, we should go without any material desires, but for a spiritual desire, that would be the best. And although Prahlad Maharaj did not want to enjoy the kingdom, but later on, Krishna gave him. So he could, he was ruling for 36,000 years. Vidyante hridaya granthis chidyante sarva sanshaya shiyante chasya karmani tasmin dratte paravare. So he removes all the darkness, hridaya granthi is to enjoy, and he removes all the doubts in the heart, and then there all the knots of material attachment gets gradually finished. So shiyante chasya karmani, there are all the karma that we have been here from time immemorial, because of our so many karma for so many years, then it just goes away in that way, and he obtains Krishna. So in the purport, Krishna Prabhupada is writing, Dhruva Maharaj repented because he had come to the Lord to render devotional service for material profit. He is condemning that attitude. Only due to grass lake of knowledge does one worship the Lord or material profit or for sense gratification. The Lord is like a desire tree, as we read already this. So this happiness, this is the touch, happiness derived from touch of skin or sensuous happiness. So one should not ask this because it is present in hawks and dogs also. So I will read the next verse, the verse number 10. या निवृत्तिः तनुभ्रतां तव पादपद्म ध्यानाद् भवज्जन कथा श्रवणेन वा स्यात् सा ब्रह्मणि स्व महिमनि अपि नाथमाभूत् किं त्व अंतकाशी सुलिता पततां विमानात्. Translation purport. My Lord, the transcendental bliss derived from meditating upon your lotus feet or hearing about your glories from pure devotees is so unlimited. So one thing is meditation on transcendent, that one derives the bliss upon your lotus feet or hearing about your glories from pure devotees. That is another thing, that devotees, they talk each other and they glorify the Lord, is so unlimited that it is far beyond the stage of Brahmananda. Brahmananda means when they merge in the Brahma Jyoti or Sahaja Mukti, that is the effulgence of Krishna. One wants to merge and become like God. But that is not a true, or that ananda is much more greater because you don't have any material problems. Adi bhautika adhyatmik, those are not there. But nonetheless, Brahmananda is much higher than what we get material pleasure. But it's like a drop of water from the whole ocean which one gets in bhaktyananda by engaging in devotional service. So wherein one thinks himself merged in the impersonal Brahman is one with the Supreme. Since the Brahmananda is also depicted by the transcendental bliss derived from devotional service, then what to speak of temporary blissfulness of elevating oneself to the heavenly planet? Even Brahmananda is so low, so what to speak about some elevation to Swargaloka or higher planetary system? So that is even much more lower than the Brahmananda, which is ended by the separating sword of time. By time, Aruya Krachena Param Padam Tata Padantiyada. They fall down. They come down to the material world again, because that is, you go to higher planetary system by your pious activity and you enjoy the fruits of your piety, but then again you fall down. When the result of piety is finished, again you come to the material world to do certain activity. So what is the use of going temporarily, again falling down? It's like a yo-yo, or monkey going from one branch to another, higher, they come down again lower. So that kind of enjoyment is, in a one sense, a hellish. The reason is that hellish, that because you enjoy and then you become complacency, then falling becomes much more severe. If somebody is already fallen down, naturally if he falls a little bit, it does not hurt. But if one goes all the way high in the higher planetary system, and when he falls down, it's a lot of loss, it's a lot of hurting, it's a lot of damage. So better that one should desire only to go to the spiritual kingdom in service to loving devotional service to the Lord. So it is this comparison that material happiness of Swargalok is very, 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 very tiny happiness, which goes away. Even in the Brahmananda, you may go to the merge with the Brahma Jyoti, that is also not as high. But Swarupananda, that we establish in our own Swarup, or Krishnananda, or Ananda, that we get bliss in engaging in devotional service, Bhaktyananda. So that Bhaktyananda, Swarupananda, Krishnananda, they are all one and the same. So that is much more higher because we are in our original position. Our original position, Jivara Swarupa Krishna Nityada. That is, we are eternally servant of Krishna. We have forgotten and serving his energy like Maya. But we should establish our service directly to Krishna. Although one may be elevated to the heavenly planet, he falls down in due course of time. In purport, Srila Prabhupada is writing, the transcendental bliss derived from devotional service, primarily from Shravanam Kirtanam, hearing and chanting, cannot be compared to the happiness derived from karmis by elevating themselves to the heavenly planets or by jnanis or yogis. So jnanis, they want to merge, and yogis, they want to have some yogic siddhis, anima, mahima, lagima, garima. So those they all want. So those are all jnanis or yogis what they want. It is really also very, very puny, very tiny. It has really no significance because that is not our real swarup. We have to establish in our eternal position, engaged in loving devotional service to the Lord. So yogis who enjoy oneness with the Supreme Person, impersonal Brahman, because Brahma Jyoti is not Krishna directly, it is his Abha or light that is coming. So yogis generally meditate upon the transcendental form of Vishnu, and so they meditate upon Paramatma. But devotees not only meditate upon him, but actually engage in the direct service of the Lord. They are all servants of the Lord, so we must engage by our hand. Hrishikesha, Hrishikena, Sevanam Bhaktir, Uchyate. That bhakti is that we engage, use our senses in the loving service of the Lord. One thing that you could use your senses in sense gratification and use the senses in service of the Lord, which is a much, much more higher test, because that is we establish in our real position like fish in the water rather than on the land or watering the root. Because the root of everything, Sarva Karana Karanam, Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam Hradeshi Arjuna Tishtati, means he is moving us, but our whole purpose is to serve Krishna. ईश्वर परम कृष्ण सच्चिदानंद विग्रह अनादिर आदिर गोविंद सर्व कारण कारण। सो योगीज इन devotees not only meditate upon him but actually engage in direct service of the Lord. In the previous verse we find the phrase bhava pyaya, which refers to birth and death. Lord can give relief from chain of birth and death, janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha doshanu darshanam. So he makes us free from this birth and death. It is a misunderstanding to think, as do the monist, that when one gets relief from the process of birth and death, he merges into supreme Brahman. That is mayavadis. And Prabhupada, wherever there is some place, then he immediately comes to that. That is what mayavadis they think. That to think, getting monist means they think that I and Krishna are one and the same, or we are all the same. It is just like a ghatakash patakash. Air in the gut is separate than the air outside, but when the gut is broken, then the inside air and outside like air, they just mix and they become one. But no, still the atoms, they are separate. Are like when a bird, a green bird, goes to the tree, and there is a, he may not be recognized because of the green leaves, but still the bird is there and still the tree is there. It's not just not merged. We don't merge. We cannot be mixed. That is the surup of the soul. It cannot be mixed, cannot be broken, cannot be withered, cannot be dissolved, cannot be burned, cannot be cut into pieces. But this is how the Mayavadis, they think that way. So we don't merge, but we can engage in devotional service. Here it is just their thinking that I am merged and I become equally to Krishna. So here it is clearly said that the transcendental bliss derived from Shravanam Kirtanam by pure devotees cannot be compared to Brahmananda, or the impersonal conception of transcendental bliss derived by merging into the Absolute. So that is a misnomenclature, or in one sense that even that you go to Siddha Loka, that is like kind of Brahma Jyoti, and you fall down again from that position because they want to engage in some service. That is the Swarup of the Jiva or soul. Wants to do some activity. There will be thinking, feeling, willing. So they will want to do something. So they come down again and do some philanthropic activity. So what is the use? You go there, remain there for millions of years like a Trishanku and come down to the material plane again because they have not worshipped the lotus feet of the Lord. So they cannot go to the Vaikuntha planet or Golok Vrindavan. These people who want to merge, yes, they are relieved from the material pangs or material disease, but still it is not a permanent position. We should understand through Shastra and Guru that our real position is to serve the lotus feet of Krishna. We have an eternal position. Krishna is created for some purpose to serve him in his different millions of incarnation and to be engaged in his loving service. And that is, then only we could be happy. We cannot be happy anywhere, like fish cannot be happy other than the water. You may put him in milk, yogurt, or ghee, or anywhere. It cannot be happy unless it is in the natural environment. Our natural environment is Krishna consciousness. So the position of karmicis is still more degraded. Their aim is to elevate themselves to the higher planetary system. It is said, Yanti Deva Vrata Devan, Yanti Deva Pitravrata. So even those persons who worship the demigods are elevated to the heavenly planet. But elsewhere in Bhagavad Gita, we find Shene Punne Mrtyu Lokam Vishanti. Tantam Bhuktva Swarga Lokam Vishalam. Shene Punne Mrtyu Lokam Vishanti. Evam Trai Dharma Anuprapanna Gata Gata Kama Kama Labhante. That Tete Bhuktva Swarga Lokam. They may go to heavenly planet, they enjoy their senses in the Swarga Lok. But then, by being there, you are all the punya. They become kshin. Kshine punya, that they enjoy, so their positive bank balance is finished. They come down. Mrtyu lokam, they come down to this mrtyu lok. This material world, this karma bhumi, mrtyu lok, this earth planet is very wonderful. And human life is especially wonderful, particularly at the time when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and Krishna came, and particularly when Srila Prabhupada is here. So at this time, this for 10,000 years, it is predicted that it is like a more better than even, you may say, even Satyaloka, or even it is this not satya loka. What I mean to say that this Kali Yuga is a proper yuga and satya yuga. It is better than satya yuga because just by chanting the holy name, Kalir Doshe Nidhi Rajan Yasti Ekaman Guna Kirtana Deva Krishna Shri Mukta Sangha Param Rajet. So it's just by chanting, by just devotee association, talking about Krishna or taking to certain service about Krishna, devotee association, reading Srimad Bhagavatam, going to holy places, all these are very, very practical. It could be done easily, very easily. And one can, if they reduce their attachment to material world, they become eligible to go back to Krishna's abode and his loving service. So Trai Dharma Anupratanna, the Trai Dharma that is in this Vedas, they usually talk about enjoying in the higher planetary system. But only very little part is there, 95% is doing different yajnas and karma kanda. And so we should take more rather than let me read Vedas or Upanishads. Better that we read Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhagavad Gita, and then we could find our place very easily and we could go back home, back to Godhead much more easily. So those who are elevated to the higher planetary system must come down again as soon as the result of their pious activities are exhausted. They are like the modern astronauts who go to the moon. As soon as their fuel is used up, they are obliged to come down, back down to the earth. As the modern astronauts who go to the moon or other heavenly planets by force of jet propulsion have to come down again after exhausting their fuel. So also, do those who are elevated to the heavenly planets the force of yajnas and pious activity. Antakashi Lulitat, by the sword of time, one is cut from his exalted position within this material world and he comes down again. Dhruva Maharaj appreciated that the result of devotional service are far more valuable than merging into absolute, that is Saiji Mukti, or being elevated to the heavenly planets. The world Patatam Vimanat are very significant. Viman means airplane. Those who are elevated to the heavenly planet are like airplanes which drop when they run out of fuel. So in this way, this verse number 9 and 10, the 9 is talking about this verse that we just read before. Foolish people, Vimuktama Matayaha, influenced by your Maya, they worship you for material benedictions. Punapopo Bhogyam. Ishyatma Buddhi, Punape Tridhatu. So Tridhatu, Vat, Pitt, and Kaf, and we think that we are this bag of all this. So we think that our family, our relations, our wealth, our bank balance, that is all will protect me, but their mental is like Saeva Gokhara. They are like a cow and an ass. You may say, why this pious animal cow is there or is told in Srimad Bhagavatam compared along with the ass? Because cow, because of the attachment to the her child, her calf, when the calf is dead, she remains there for many days, 7 days without eating or without, she just becomes so much morose or so much she sheds tear on the death, but she does not understand that soul is gone. At least in human life, you see and the next day you take and you burn the body. But cow, she wants to remain along with the calf without understanding that the soul is gone. So they don't have that understanding. That's why Saeva Gokhara. And we should not also be attached to so much to the matter. It is all organized and arranged by the Supreme Lord. And we may not know the immediate benefit of that. But Krishna does it. Ultimately, it is like a amrit or nectar, and we should be happy in his doing. Whatever he is doing with us is to make us elevated and bring us back to his lotus feet. So he is saying, so even in the hell, these material benedictions are there. So although you are like a desire tree, Kalpaka Tarum, and the cause of liberation. But so Dhruva Maharaj is considering himself a foolish अर्थार्थी अर्थार्थी मीन्स जस्ट लाइक देर आर चतुर्विधा भजन्ते माम जना सुकृतम अर्जुन आर्थो अर्थार्थी जिज्ञासु ज्ञानी चे भर्तर सबम सो इज जस्ट सीइंग चतुर्विधा दैट फोर सो ही इज वन ऑफ दैट अर्थार्थी दैट ही वेंट बिकॉज ऑफ द अर्थ द पोजिशन बट दैट इज द लोएस्ट अमंग द फोर ऑफ द सुकृति ना भक्ता आर्थो वन हु इज डिस्ट्रेस दैट इज नॉर्मल बट वाई वन शुड बी डिजायरिंग समथिंग टू मच अर्थ that I could enjoy more greater kingdom than my great grandfather. So that so he is telling himself is a foolish who desire material benedictions from the Lord. Artho, Artharthi, Jigyasu, one who is inquisitive and jnani, one is in full knowledge that I am part of Krishna and I should engage, and that is something different, that is much higher. So ultimate benefit of worshipping the Lord is liberation. So really it is not the liberation, ultimate benefit of worshiping the Lord is not to be free from material pains but to engage in our loving devotional service. So this text number 10 that we just wrote, so that is bliss derived from meditation on your lotus feet, tava pada padma dhyaya nath, and hearing your glories from your duties. So it's far beyond Brahmananda, hearing the glories and engaging in devotional service of the lotus feet. Then what to speak of the heavenly happiness which is ended by the sword of time. It is just for a short time that you are in heavenly pleasure and then you fall down again. So, bhakti will not be mature and relishable without the association of devotees. So, Dhru Maharaj is praying for that part, how I could have. So, I know it is a long chapter, but I will go to this next verse, number 11. Which is also is asking now devotional service. So bhakti muhus pravahatam toi me prasango bhuyat ananta mahatam amala sayanam yenan jasol banam uru vyasanam bhavabdhim neshe bhavat गुण कथामृत पान ध्रुव महाराज कंटिन्यूड ओल अनलिमिटेड लॉर्ड काइंडली ब्लेस मी सो दैट आई मे एसोसिएट विथ ग्रेट डिवोटीज सो नाउ ध्रुव महाराज इज आफ्टर सीइंग द लॉर्ड व्हेन ही टच्ड अ कॉन्च शेल विथ हिज चीक ही इमीडिएटली दिस इज द प्रेयर ऑफ ध्रुव महाराज एंड इज प्रेइंग टू द लॉर्ड दैट आई मे एसोसिएट विथ ग्रेट डिवोटीज टू एंगेज इन ट्रांसेंडेंटल लविंग सर्विस कॉन्स्टेंटली is the waves of river constantly flow. Such transcendental devotees are completely situated in an uncontaminated state of life. By the process of devotional service, I shall surely be able to cross the nascent ocean of material existence. So, by the devotional service you cross. That is the most, not by going to merge with the Brahma Jyoti or getting some benefit like anima, mahima, lagima, garima, that is not the process. But the best thing is to engage in loving devotional service to the Lord along with other devotees. So this material existence is like a blazing fire. Fire like, it will be very easy for me, for I am becoming mad to hear about your transcendental qualities and pastimes which are eternally existent. So it is very easy, becomes easy with the association of devotees. Like we are talking and there is an association. So it is much easy to cross over this material world and along with pure devotees of the Lord. So devotional association is very, very important. It should be practiced, and that how the devotees, they benefit each other, and what is their thinking and how they want to have satsang. Satsang means the purport is a very, very long. The significant point in Dhruva Maharaj's statement is that he wanted the association of pure devotee. Transcendental devotional service cannot be complete and cannot be relishable without the association of devotees. Means just your own prayer is incomplete devotion. It should be along with the other devotees. We have therefore established an international society for Krishna consciousness. Anyone who is trying to be aloof from this Krishna consciousness society and yet engage in Krishna consciousness is living in a great hallucination. Or this is not possible. means to become a pure devotee is not possible without association with devotees. So from this statement by Guru Maharaj, it is clear that unless one is associated with devotees, his devotional service does not mature. It does not become distinct from material activity. The Lord says, Satam prasangan mama virya samvido bhavanti hatkarana rasaya na katham. Only in association of pure devotees can the words of the Lord Krishna be fully potent and relishable to the heart and ear. Guru Maharaj explicitly wanted the association of devotees, that association and devotional activities is just like the waves of an incessantly flowing river. In our Krishna consciousness society, we have full engagement 24 hours a day. Every moment of our time is always easily engaged in the service of the Lord. This is called the incessant flow of devotional service. A Mayavadi philosopher may question us, you may be very happy in the association of devotees, but what is your plan for crossing the ocean of material existence? So Guru Maharaj's answer is that it is not very difficult. He clearly says that this ocean can be crossed very easily if one simply becomes mad to hear the glories of the Lord. Bhagavad Guna Katha, or anyone who persistently engages in hearing the topics of the Lord from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and who is actually addicted to this process, just as one becomes addicted to intoxicants, it is very easy to cross the nascence of material existence. The ocean of material nascence is compared to a blazing fire. But to a devotee, this blazing fire is insignificant because he is completely absorbed in devotional service. Although the material world is blazing fire, to a devotee it appears full of pleasure. Vishwam Puna Sukhayate. Just one paragraph more. The purport of this statement by Guru Maharaj is that devotional service and association of devotees is the cause of the development of further devotional service. By devotional service only is one elevated to the transcendental planet Golok Vrindavan, and there also there is only devotional service. And so bhakti brings more bhakti. You engage in devotional service, you engage again in this Golok Vrindavan also, you do the same thing. Or the activities of the devotional service both in this world and in the spiritual world are one and the same. Devotional service does not change. The example of a mango can be given here. If one gets an unripe mango, it is still a mango. And when it is ripe, it remains the same mango, but it has become more tasteful and relishable. Similarly, there is devotional service according to the direction of the spiritual master and the injunctions and regulatory principles of Shastra. And there is devotional service in the spiritual world rendered directly in association with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But they are both the same. There is no change. The difference is that one stage, in the initial stage, it is unripe, and the other is ripe and more relishable. It is possible to mature in devotional service only in association of devotees. So how some devotees, I will give just few stories that he wanted to like relish all this devotee association. So as Santas, they were talking about devotional association, and so he relished the person. He wanted that let this devotee stay longer, but he said that he had to go. So what he did, he gave poison to his son that at least to give him solace, he will stay longer. And he died that also. But then when this another devotee who was giving him association, when he knew that, then that just for me, he has given even a poison to his son. So what he did, that let us just sit, not only three people, but he called it, call your son. And he became alive and came back to his life, and they continued satsang. Then there was another Krishnadas, and then some devotees came, or some Vaishnavas came to his house. So his wife was very, very beautiful. And then there was a Pansari, or the grasser man, that he was attracted on her beauty. So when Krishna Das was there, and so when the Vaishnavajans came, they had nothing. He was very poor. So this wife, she went to this crosser and then said that, I need this and this. Immediately you give it to me. And he said that, you are not paying me, so you come back at the night time. So they cooked nicely. The devotees were very, very happy. They had that. And then even her own husband is saying that you go to that Baniya's house because you promised him to come. So Krishna Das is carrying it because it was so much rain. So he was carrying her on her shoulders. And then she went there. And then this Baniya, or the grasser man, then he came with a water pot that maybe she would be coming walking and her feet maybe with mud. So he came and when he saw that her feet is completely dry, so he asked her, how did you come? And she said that my own husband, he brought me here and I was sitting on the shoulder, so my feet is not muddy. Then just by her association for a short time, then his narki is even like a hellish life was completely changed. He immediately paid obeisances to her, put himself on her lotus feet and begged pardon for his hellish condition and hellish thought. And then he also became a devotee by this association. So in this way, there are many, many stories that you could read that how one wants a devotee association, satsang, how much it is beneficial, and how they try for a cost of anything that they try to have satsang. So I will end here. Thank you so much for giving time and your wonderful association and listening. And if there is any questions or comments, there are hundreds of there is satsang katha ank that's from Gita Press Gorakhpur, and there are many, many stories, and they are all true. It is all from so many different scriptures are there. And one can relish that, and by just following their example, we can also have satsang, which is very important to elevate us. So if any question, you can unmute. If there are any questions or comments, we can discuss.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Very beautiful class, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for the wonderful class. Hare Krishna. If anybody has any question, please ask Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dandav Pranam, Avastha Srila Prabhupada. Very nice. Very nice to have you back on the conference call.
I'm so happy, otherwise I feel bored that I'm not really talking with devotees. I don't have devotee association. But anyway, you give me the chance. I'm really thankful to you. Please accept my gratitude for bringing me back again for classes.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, you were telling the story about somebody gave the poison to his son. Why he gave the poison to his son?
That way to solace that he will stay, the son would stay longer. So he did not think he gave the poison that other person. He relished so much his association, and then he says, I have to go. I'm going. So he was at the verge of going, and then he gave poison to his son. So this is given in Bhagavatam, some pages, that story is given in this Subodha Rasa Manjari, Srimad Bhagavatam, Subodha Rasa Manjari by Vallabhacharya. But anyway, that is like, so he's also very elevated devotee. Whole Pusti Marga is because of him. So I just found it there and it was nice, so I told you that. Just to give solace that somebody would not just go right away. So he stayed. But they had again satsang, even in that condition. Just like in front of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srivas Thakur, single son, alone son died. And so there was so much commotion inside by the woman. So he went inside and said that if anybody cries and disturbs the Lord Chaitanya's mood, that he is relishing this kirtan, then I will kill myself. So then he came out, but then by seeing the face and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's the Supreme Lord, he knows everything. So he says that, you did not care, did not even shed a tear because your son is died. So he brought him back also to life, but he said that because you are such an exalted person, that anybody who is taken birth in your even cats and dogs, they will elevate to Krishna consciousness. and you will never have any want of anything in the material, in this world. So even there was a lady who was like a Dukhi. Her name was Dukhi. And he says that from today her name is Sukhi because she is serving a Vaishnava, like Siva Thakur. So these things are there, many, many places in that way. So either somebody is dead by own consequences like Siva Thakur's son, or it is that father himself gives the poison. Anyway, it's a given in some commentary on the Bhagavatam for devotee association.
Thank you, Prabhu.
But he became alive. Okay. Even Jayadeva Goswami, and in those stories also, when you read, those things are there.
Yes, Prabhuji. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. So, anyone else has any comments, questions, discussions, anything?
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you for coming back. Welcome, Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Mataji. It is all because of your love for hearing Bhagavatam. I am here, so thank you so much for giving me the opportunity.
Thank you for giving us this nectar. Thank you.
Oh, Hare Krishna, Mother Kamudaki. Please offer my respect to you and to Hare Krishna. Jai Gaur Sundar Prabhu ki Jai. So should we end now, or if anybody has no questions, then we will end almost an hour.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Once again, thank you so much for giving wonderful class today. It was very, very nice class. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Okay, if there are no more questions for anybody, we would like to end the call here. Vancha kalpataro bhyasya kripa sindhu bhya eva cha patitana pavanibhyo vaishnavibhyo namunamaha ananta koti
vaishnavindhi
jai shila prabhati jai. Please, Prabhuji, ki jai. Hari bol. Thank you so much, Prabhuji.